Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Nets Group acquires payment terminal provider CCVShwise. Paymaya introduces an all-in-one digital payments device. Lyft, Venmo team up to offer the ability to split fares. Alliance Data selects Fiserv for credit card processing services. GoTab platform expands contactless technology beyond the hospitality industry. Kenyans can now use mobile payments for gambling. UnionPay International, Aletta Planet to launch AP1 e-wallet. WhatsApp Business to launch an app shopping buttons in India. Now let's get started. Nets Group acquires payment terminal provider CCVShwise. Denmark-based payment provider Nets Group has announced the acquisition of CCVShwise, a subsidiary of cashless payment provider CCV Group, based in the Netherlands. The acquisition is a further step in Nets Group's European expansion strategy, focused on bringing payments solutions to regions with high growth potential driven by the ongoing shift to digital payments. The Swiss payment infrastructure provider CCVShwise brings experience in card terminals and associated services, as well as cash register integration, loyalty, and shopping card systems to Nets Group. CCVShwise will be integrated with ConcardusShwise, which is part of Nets Group. As soon as the integration is organizationally completed, by the end of 2020, the two companies will operate under the Nets brand. Paymaya introduces an all-in-one digital payments device. Philippines-based mobile payments platform Paymaya has introduced Paymaya One Lite, a pocket-sized device capable of accepting all types of digital payments, including cards, e-wallets, and QR. Paymaya One Lite is paperless instead of a printout. Transaction records can be sent via text message or via email to the customer immediately upon payment. This lessens the use of paper, saving resources while ensuring that records are digitally saved for reference. Payments accepted by the Paymaya One Lite device include Visa, MasterCard, and JCB credit, debit, and prepaid card payments, as well as e-wallet accounts such as Paymaya QR. In the future, the Paymaya One Lite device will also be accepting BankNet card payments and other emerging payment options such as WeChat Pay, Alipay, and QRPH. Lyft, Venmo team up to offer the ability to split fares. Lyft has teamed up with mobile payments service Venmo to offer users the ability to split fares. The feature will be rolled out in October 2020 and will be available to all US Lyft riders in the coming weeks. To split the cost of the ride, users will have to authorize the payment with Venmo, pay with an existing Venmo balance or linked payment method, and split the fare with other users via the Venmo app. In order to pay for the ride with Venmo and split the fee, users need to find the transaction in the payment feed of the Venmo app after taking the ride, and they will have to select the option to split the cost and find the person to split it with. Customers will also be able to pay with Venmo for bike or scooter rides from the Lyft app. Riders can already pay with PayPal and can add credit cards, debit cards, direct banking, and Lyft Cash from the payment screen in the Lyft app. Alliance Data selects Fiserv for credit card processing services. US-based payment solutions provider Alliance Data Systems Corporation has signed an agreement to transition credit card processing services to payments and financial tech provider Fiserv. Among other benefits, the increased flexibility of the platform allows Alliance Data to integrate a variety of additional payment products in the future. The anticipated cost savings associated with improved platform efficiencies will be allocated to areas that support the company's broader transformation efforts, including investing in new digital capabilities and enhancements. By leveraging the scalability and operational efficiencies gained through the Fiserv relationship, Alliance Data Systems Corporation representatives have declared that the company is now able to provide new, more compelling tools for their brand partners and their customers. Migration to the Fiserv processing platform will enable faster speed to market for new products, credit program launches and portfolio conversions. GoTab platform expands contactless technology beyond the hospitality industry. U.S.-based cloud-based e-commerce platform GoTab has announced it is expanding into grocery stores, gas stations, event spaces, retail outlets and more. GoTab offers contactless technology that transforms service models and brings options for scalability to hundreds of national, regional, and local full-service customer accounts. The platform lets customers order and pay from a mobile device, order and pay without a smartphone or blend the two experiences together through its mobile point-of-sale system, contactless ordering, payment features and management system. Customers don't need to download a mobile app or create a password. The platform also helps operators streamline procedures by deploying modifications to the system, improving functions, capabilities and customizing operations to support new channels, revenue streams and address specific needs of the operators. Kenyans can now use mobile payments for gambling. The Kenya National Assembly's Sports, Culture and Tourism Committee has announced that mobile payments can now be accepted by gaming operators. A section of the Gaming Bill 2019 which prevented bar gamblers and betting companies from undertaking mobile money or cash transactions has been revised. The Kenya Parliament had introduced the Gaming Bill in 2019 to monitor the system of gambling operators by imposing hefty payable taxes, a mandatory 30% local ownership and disallowing gaming ads. Mobile money platforms were not listed as one of the accepted modes of payment in a rather surprising development, considering that mobile money platforms are predominantly used to process payments across Kenya. While the amendment has now effectively recognized that statistic, the Kenyan legislature is proposing the prohibition of credit debit card payments by gamers. UnionPay International, Aletta Planet to launch AP1 e-wallet. UnionPay International has announced a partnership with Aletta Planet, a Singapore-based fintech, to launch the AP1 e-wallet. The e-wallet is aimed at making UnionPay's QR code payment available to users. At present, 18 e-wallet products that comply with UnionPay specifications are available in 5 Southeast Asian countries. UnionPay's mobile payment offer in Southeast Asia provides interconnected service areas, allowing users to pay with their e-wallets in their home country and in other ones in the region, including China, and to access other UnionPay products such as UnionPay QR code wallets, HCE wallets, and UnionPay Mobile QuickPass. AP1 users can make payments on UnionPay's global QR network as long as they link their UnionPay cards issued by Aletta Planet to the wallet, or apply for a UnionPay virtual card in the app. Currently, UnionPay cards are accepted in 179 countries and regions worldwide, of which 61 support UnionPay's mobile payment service, and close to 90 e-wallet products conforming to UnionPay specifications are made available in 14 countries and regions. WhatsApp Business to launch in-app shopping buttons in India. WhatsApp has launched a shopping button that allows customers worldwide to browse merchants' catalogs, and the feature will soon be available for Indian users as well. The platform has announced its plans of revamping WhatsApp Business, which currently allows users to make business accounts, chat directly with customers, receive orders, or take complaints. WhatsApp has announced its intentions to allow Indian users to add items to a shopping cart and check them out via the app. According to Inc42.com, the company plans to provide businesses with QR codes. The QR codes could be displayed on a storefront, product receipt, or packaging material. Instead of having to save a business number and then start a chat, users will be able to scan the QR code to initiate a WhatsApp chat with the business. In 2019, the company introduced the catalog feature for WhatsApp Business, allowing merchants to showcase the goods or services they offer. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.